It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty relaxing. Didn't do much. I sprayed some of my yard, mowed it.
I mowed this weekend, too, on Sunday afternoon. It needed it badly.
Yeah, it was a muggy time to mow.
Yeah, it was.
That's when I mowed, too.
Got to do it when you got time to do it. So.
Yeah, and heck of a light show last night over to the east.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. Saw some pictures of some people posted from over there. It was pretty spectacular. At least it wasn't here.
Yeah. Well, with the unsettled conditions it was yesterday, it was kind of not surprising.
No, and it was predicted. So.
Yep.
But we were over kind of on the east edge of the warnings or watches, and fortunately, we lucked out this time.
No, we got rid of the humidity, too. So.
Need a break once in a while.
Absolutely.
We've had enough of that stuff.
So. Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today, we're saluting Private First Class Kermit Theodore Lepke, kind of a distant relative of mine. Kermit was born on November 30th, 1927, and Boyd passed away on March 4th, 1997. He never married, but he did have a twin brother, Curtis, who was married to Gladys Lepke, and had a nephew, Randy Lepke, who works at Heather Nursery. Farmed with his brothers in the Boyd area all of his life. But first, he entered active duty on November 24th, 1950, in Minneapolis in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on November 11th, 1952, Veterans Day, at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a railway section hand, served overseas during Korea, and he earned the Korea Service Medal with 3 Bronze Service Stars, meaning he spent over 18 months on the Korean Peninsula. That's quite a lot for if you've only been in the service for 2 years, spending over a year and a half on the Korean Peninsula, and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Kermit, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Speaking of saluting to vets and things, you're going down to the state fair tomorrow. It's Military Appreciation Day.
Yes. I'll be eating some food and seeing what's going on at the state fair tomorrow.
Right. Sounds like they've got some special tributes and things to the veterans down there tomorrow, too. I just got a news release on that a while ago I was looking at. So.
And I'll be sure to be wearing my veteran shirt.
There you go.
I actually have a T-shirt that says veteran shirt.
I'm a veteran? Veteran shirt? Okay.
Well, it just says veteran shirt on it.
Should be good enough.
Kind of ironic. But
it'll get you in.
That's right.
Well, our topic today, VFW is celebrating 100 years of the Buddy Poppy. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this month celebrates the centennial of VFW's Flower of Remembrance. This press release came out on the VFW's website, vfw.org, last week. Written by the senior editor of the VFW magazine and is also in the August 22 issue of the VFW magazine. August marks 100 years since VFW declared the poppy as the official VFW flower. At VFW's 1922 National Convention in Seattle, Washington, the organization officially adopted the blood red flower. In February 1924, VFW registered the name Buddy Poppy with the U.S. Patent Office. The term Buddy was coined by the poppy makers, who at the time were disabled veterans. It was a tribute to the veterans who did not come home and those disabled or scarred for life. Since May 1924, when a trademark was granted, VFW has owned all rights to it. Buddy Poppies have enjoyed broad popular support since their inception. American presidents have had poppies pinned to their jackets by girls from the VFW National Home in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. During the 40s and 50s, leading Hollywood actresses became Buddy Poppy girls, representative of the American ideal girl next door. Distribution of poppies remain a staple of veterans and Memorial Day activities at VFW posts throughout the country. You know, try and attend a local Memorial Day or Veterans Day program and not get pinned with a poppy.
Yeah, I've been pinned many times.
Those ladies will get you.
They'll get you. That's right. Ivy or somebody will find
you. That's right. They'll get you. They'll track you down. More than 1 billion Buddy Poppies have been distributed since 1922. Under VFW bylaws, the Proceeds are designated for post-relief funds that assist disabled veterans over maintaining the National Home or similar facilities dedicated to the care of veterans. National Home or similar facilities dedicated to the care of veterans, 9 million poppies assembled. When COVID-19 shut down Buddy Poppy Assembly Centers, VFW members mobilized across the country to build nearly 2 years' worth of red flowers of remembrance. So not even COVID-19 could stop the Buddy Poppies.
Nothing stops the Buddy Poppies.
That's right. According to VFW Programs Director Lynn Rolfe, through the efforts of VFW Post, he was able to collect 9 million poppies, which came close to 2 years' worth of Buddy Poppies. When he put the word out that we needed help, a lot of people stepped up to do that. Many found that it would help bring the community together. Rolfe drove to Minnesota, where he visited the Minnesota Veterans Home in Silver Bay and also the Veterans Home in Hastings. Residents at those homes assembled poppies as well, so local Minnesota connection there.
There you go.
We're very proud of our Buddy Poppy program. Rolfe said it's a special tribute to the VFW because we were the originators of the flower, which commemorates our war dead, with the proceeds assisting our living veterans. There were families and their local communities. It goes hand in hand with VFW's pledge to honor the dead by helping the living. I got a little plaque that says that in my office. Honor the dead by helping the living.
Good words to live by.
Absolutely. I always buy one of those poppy banners or poppy signs.
Yeah, we've always got one sitting on the counter here.
Yep.
We'll, if somebody wants a Buddy Poppy, we'll figure out how to get them one.
Yep, always give them a few bucks.
And I think they will sit around at various locations and from time to time and sell them too.
Yep. So yep, I've seen them at Jubilee Foods. I've seen them at when Loopy's was open. I've seen them there.
Right. So one I have trouble finding one, I don't think. They'll find you.
They'll find you.
Yeah. All right. Well, hours this week?
We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but we are closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Like I said, Tuesday I'll be at the State Fair, and Wednesday I have a meeting in the metro area, so it kind of goes hand in hand.
Two birds with one stone there.
Yep, I'll be out of the office Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So, otherwise, Monday, Thursday, Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and reach me by phone at 598-3445.
And you can always call the Veterans Linkage Line.
That's right.
And the number is?
Let me guess. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
I think that's right. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. You have a good time down there at the State Fair. We'll look forward to a report on that next week.
I'll sample some food for you.
Yeah, we'll have everything on a stick. We'll make a list, and we'll review it next week.
I already got a list going.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benning, Lackpearl Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackpearl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.